gonna say we're through. Cause this sweet love maybe ain't worth the wait for you. Well, now you say you're sorry and you want me bad. You say that I'm the best thing you've ever had. But if you want my love, then treat me like a queen. Well, if you want my love, then treat me like a queen.
Way over town that digs on me. She give me money when I'm in need. Hello, 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 hello. This is Sasha Sugar on What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn. Oh, sorry guys, it was a bit of a rough start. I forgot to press the on button on my mic because I was distracted by the three guys that I'm having today in my studio, which has never happened before. I usually have at least one girl to, you know, mix up the male and female energies. So I got a little distracted. I apologize for that. And I hope you all appreciated the opening track, which was Treat Me Like a Queen. Of course, every woman wants to be treated like a queen. Some men also want to be treated like a queen, I guess. But Eastern European women especially want to be treated like queens. At least that's what we or other people think of them. So today's theme is 50 Shades of Russian Accent 2, Eastern European Women Date or Not. And in my studio I have three male guests who have prepared a response to the previous show that was held by women only. So today I'd love to get a sense of how guys see Eastern European women, what their dating experience is like, why they are attracted to them or not, and try to probably break some stereotypes, or maybe, you know, enforce some stereotypes. I'm wearing a fur today because, you know, I'm from Eastern Europe and Russian women are supposed to wear fur. Of course, I'm not a typical Eastern European woman, but I wanted to, you know, reinforce the stereotype that all Russians wear fur. So anyways, it's kind of complicated with the stereotypes in general and when it comes to Russian women especially. So anyhow, let's move directly to my amazing guest. I have Joe.
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to be checking your voices too. Sound great. Amazing. Can you say something else?
Yeah, I can say plenty of things.
Oh, you sound real good. Okay,
thank you. Thank you.
John?
Hi, how are you?
Okay, let me put you a bit up. Try one more time.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Are you a singer?
I'm not a singer.
I can see that. I'm just kidding. For those who listened to the previous show, John is the mysterious man, mysterious caller who called us on the show and expressed his passion for Eastern European women. So I'm sure y'all will have some questions for John. And we have one more guest, Andres.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
You sound great, baby. So Andres is from Ecuador, and the reason why I invited Andres today is because, well, he's dating me, and I'm from Eastern Europe.
I dated the host.
Full disclosure, exactly. Andres is dating the host. Oh my God, this is so weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have three guests today, and I'd love to hear y'all experiences. Before we get into that, I'd like to shout out the fact that two guests weren't able to make it and they canceled last minute. So it's my personal kind of shout out to you guys. You suck, you're flaky, and just like everybody else in New York is so flaky, and I can't stand it, and I have a right to say that. I know things happen, but this is not cool to cancel the last minute. So not only women are flaky, but guys as well. All right, back to positive vibes. I think it would be nice to start. Oh, by the way, if any of you have your own, has any story of dating Eastern European women, or if you are a Eastern European woman and you'd like to share some tips or share your own experience of dating Eastern European women, I'm just kidding. You can call us on the show at 718-928-9732 and we'll let you talk and or not, right? So today, yeah, you know, today the guy's gonna decide. Guys talk. So this has never happened on the What Is Love show before. And I'll try not to talk so long because that's what I've been doing for the last 6 minutes. All right. So thanks so much for coming in today. I think let's start with maybe each of you can share briefly how, like, I like quantity, right? I like quantity meaning I like data. I want to get an understanding how many relationships you've had with Eastern European women, and maybe how long those relationships were. Like, no need to get into specifics at the moment, just to kind of get an understanding who I have in the studio. I know, Andres, I'm your only one Eastern European.
Eastern.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah. right, so let me start. I guess I've mostly had like one meaningful relationship for over a year with a Russian lady. But otherwise, it's been something that's been, you know, some of my main, you know, preferences have always been, and not just for dating, but actually even for, you know, normal relationship, friendships and friends, to be with Eastern European people, even though I'm myself from France. That's about it. But then on aside from the actual dating with that girl, I've, you know, been dating for shorter whiles. Other girls from Eastern Europe as well.
Okay. John?
Let's see. So I've dated a couple different Russian women in the past, one off and on for a couple of years, okay. And another one in addition to that, for a shorter period of time. Dated a Czech girl for two different times, spaced about several years apart. Each time was about a year and a half to 2 years, and a Polish woman that was about a little less than 2 years.
So you are kind of into long-term relationship. It's quite rare in New York these days to find a person who's been dating another one for one year.
Well,
it sounds like forever.
I've gone on some dates, a couple dates with other Eastern European women. They just didn't work out.
Okay.
So when you find someone you like, then you want
to. So you seem like you're really into Eastern European. We will get to that, Andres.
Well, hello. I think I had the last experience within the group, because I just dated the one
you dated in the past. Is it over?
Well, I'm kind of dating, I'm kind of seeing an Instagram
kind
video
of? But I should have invited you to the show. I'm getting chilly.
I told
Damn
you
it.
It's gonna be personal, so because I just dated the one, man.
How's it been going so far?
Well, it's been amazing. There are some, you know, I thought I dated one Western European like a couple of years ago, and it went well, but you know, Carson it was from Germany, so she was kind of cold for, you know, our Latinos. We're kind of passionate band, so
kind of, yeah, yeah. Exactly, kind of.
So anyway, and I kind of have that vibe that's, you know, gonna happen again, but then
we'll see.
Been great. It's passionate, I can see, I can compare. Yeah, it's totally different from
all
Western
I'm blushing here, shut up. All right, guys, well, thanks so much for sharing. So I guess, Andres, you can say whatever you want, you know, you're allowed to do whatever you want because you're dating a host, right? But the question for you two, what is the coincidence that you dated Eastern European women, or where is your intention to find an Eastern European woman?
Yeah, I would say in my case, it's a very, very conscious decision, which can be made possible either because, well, you just know that the girl from Eastern Europe, in the cases where you meet her, say, you know, live, and then it turns out very easily that she's like different. I used to live in London, now I live in New York, but in both cases, you definitely know this from the accent, there's something. And usually that accent always explains why I actually find her attractive or why I get on with her. And I think maybe it's a bit of a sort of loser's thing to say, but I think the reason I'm attracted to Eastern European women is that they seem to be attracted to me. That's really what I would say.
I actually read somewhere that one of the most appealing things in a woman for a man, her reaction to the man.
Yeah.
So if he says that the woman is really getting, you know, crazy and passionate about him, it motivates his feelings even more.
Yeah, I think guys are not that complicated. They like somebody who like them, likes them, and you know.
Okay.
Anyhow, my point being that if there's anybody who's not complicated, in my view, even though last week's show seemed to indicate a bit otherwise, is that I think Eastern European girls are less complicated than Western European girls or American ones.
Yeah, so for those who are listening to the show, I usually meet my friend, my guests, some of them are my friends, at the coffee shop, the Bushwick Public House before the show. And we chat a little bit about the theme. So Joe mentioned some very cool and interesting things about Eastern Europeans, about their not complexity, which for me is quite in use. Because I think we are complex, and I think we are viewed as complex women to others. So that was to me something new. Why did you want to date Eastern Europeans in the first place? Was it something, the image that you got from, I don't know, from social media, from just films, from some other romanticized ideas? What is in the perception of Eastern European women that attracted you and you thought, okay, I think this is my type, and I hate this word, but my type of women?
Yeah, I think there are several dimensions. One of them is looks, the other one is like the attitude. And I think on the looks, clearly I have something where I'm attracted by these girls, the fair eye colors, something that I find very attractive. And that you will find more easily with an Eastern European girl than Western European or even American.
How about Scandinavian women with those blue,
sure,
gorgeous,
no, that's,
eyes?
That's true.
Jesus,
but
I have a hard on when I see the Norwegian girl.
Of course.
Sorry, babe.
There aren't so many of them. You know, these are small countries compared to Russia, which has God knows how many tens of millions of inhabitants. So that's the first thing. The second thing, I think, which I find out after time is actually the most important one, is the attitude. I think I like the fact that they're much more consistent and they're much more in touch with real life, probably because their parents themselves went through hard times, and they're not as spoiled as Western European girls or American girls, who will very often live in that kind of very liberal bubble where they think, you know, they're the queens of the world and everything's possible and nobody should ever say anything against them and all that. Yeah, I think in they're more realistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't, just 1 second, John. So Joe, you don't think that the gold digger, one of the most famous stereotypes of Eastern European women, is true?
Yeah, no, that's, I wouldn't say that.
I want to talk about it a bit later.
Yeah, because I was mentioned in length last episode. I think it's a very prevalent thing, but it's very easy to weed out. So from that perspective, you kind of can...
Okay.
Yeah.
So if a girl is kind of gold digger, you see it right away, and there's
nothing
in her that would kind of cross that feature of her.
Exactly,
out.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. John, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I was going to agree with a bunch of those points about the whole gold digger thing. It's pretty easy to find out right off the bat, and you know, that's not really my style. And the fact that, you know, what was mentioned about growing up in harder times and appreciating things and kind of being more real and less bullshit. So when you get rid of the gold digger aspect, you find that, a great person.
So you don't think that you should, buy beautiful things for a woman and to make her happy if she treats you nicely, Because, even if the woman is the gold digger, it doesn't mean that she only wants your materialistic goods. She might be genuinely interested in her, but she is raised to believe that a guy needs, to take full care of her. And it doesn't mean that she's a bad person or that she's
not
smart, that she's not interested,
of course not.
But she,
of course,
that's
not
the way she's raised, and that's the way she thinks things have to be.
Right, and that's fine. People.
But you're not willing to deal with that. If you notice this feature for you, it's just,
well,
no matter how gorgeous, how light the eyes of the girl are.
I've dated someone, I've dated people who had very little money and who have a lot of money, and the money thing is not, has not swayed my decision to make me like them more or whatever, or being around expensive things. That doesn't really, that gets old fast, at least it did for me. So for me, someone who's really into the gold digger thing and wants maybe the guy to pay for everything or buy them expensive things or There was a guest last week who was talking about all sorts of stuff, and like that's just not my style, and that's fine because that's someone else's style. You know, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of Eastern Europeans out there, and people have different ways of going through relationships or dealing with whatever. So
but
for
you,
me,
yeah,
that's not. I don't resonate with that.
You don't. It doesn't appeal to you. To me either. But from your overall dating experience, would you say that this feature is more present among Eastern European women, or it's kind of a stereotype? Because you can see that in American women,
yeah,
or in other
of course,
that's European.
Sure, some people, you know, some women in Eastern Europe definitely, some Americans definitely, and I'm sure other cultures
yeah.
too.
Yeah, no, what I would say, it's important to draw the line between the shameless gold digger who's really going to go with you for the money, and as soon as she finds somebody who makes a little bit more than you, then she's going to go to that guy. And then the sort of like biological gold digger, which I think many women are anyway, who are attracted by guys who have a good job, who are able to provide. And that doesn't mean that they're immediate.
Biological yeah. gold digger, I love this.
Yeah,
a new
I mean,
type of a woman.
It's
a new scientist being born on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Exactly, little scientific touch of the day, where they are attracted by, and there's no shame in that. I mean, the same way as men are in many cases attracted by, you know, the desire to support women or to protect them. There's no shame in that, and that's totally fine. So I think if there is one stereotype, it's that of the shameless gold digger who has no heart and who doesn't at any time is interested in actually bonding on an emotional perspective, as opposed to the girl who becomes attracted to you because you have power. And maybe if you lose that power, she may be a little bit less attractive, but she's not going to dump you the next day, which I think is more acceptable. So I think the first category...
Hang
on here.
Oh, this is Rihanna.
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. She wants her money back.
Yeah.
Bitch better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch better have my money. Please don't call me all my blood. Pay me what you want it. Balling bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all fronting on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I call a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it. Your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I called a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch better have my money. Bitch better have my money. Pay me what you want it.
All right, Rihanna, thanks, bitch. I don't have your money, but maybe if you share your PayPal account with me, I don't mind getting some of that cash. All right, this is What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is Sasha Sugar, and I'm one of the 50 Shades of Russian Accent. This is the subject. today for today's show, and I have three guests, men, all men, which is quite unprecedented for my show. And we are talking about dating Eastern European women. So if you have your own story, opinion, or experience, please call us at 718-928-9732 and we'll let you talk or not. I'll try to. So while Rihanna was kind of demanding her money from some bitches, we quickly regrouped with the guys and, you know, I think we... That's why I didn't let the track finish, because I thought we had some good thoughts about the fact that there's a whole range of gold diggers, and I think Joe mentioned that every woman in a way is a gold digger, so I kind of want to talk about that on air.
You're so screw me.
Yeah, okay, so I think I'm going to have to move to another city if I want to keep dating.
Yeah, maybe you should keep yourself anonymous, because...
Yeah, actually my name is Mark.
By the way, guys, I
come from Sweden.
No.
Let me rephrase. What I'm seeing is that if you offer a woman to go with a guy who's an absolute complete loser, who has got no job, who's never gotten a job, and all that, the chance that she'll say, "Ah, oh, yeah, I really, really want to, you know, commit with that guy," and is pretty low. And the truth is that the reverse is less true. I mean, many guys are totally fine dating a very broke girl, and, you know, they hope maybe she'll get a job, maybe she won't, all that. So from that perspective, you know, I'm just saying that, let's say that women do have an expectation that men are able to provide, at least partially, even if they themselves want to have a job. So yeah, I'm saying that, you know, power and success for men is something that attracts most women.
Thank you. No, I just got a text message. My friend trying to call in, and she's not able to do that. So we're going to be multitasking, trying to figure it out. John, you wanted to say something about that as well.
Yeah, we were talking also about in the break how to win, Sasha was saying, to win the Russian girl or the Eastern European girl, you know, you shower them with attention and gifts or whatever, and then you get them, hopefully. And then after that, it kind of, you know, the show is over, so to speak. And then it kind of gets down to normal day-to-day life. Whereas for maybe American guys, it's, you know, you go on a bunch of first dates and you split the bill maybe. And then, you know, when you get into a relationship, then things kind of like, okay, well, I'm more willing to pay for the girl more often once I'm in something. But the flashy showiness, for me at least, that's not who I am.
Andres, what's up with the gold diggers in Ecuador?
Well, it's kind of, you know, the same that Joe was sharing with us. We have some, you know, normal gold diggers and biological gold diggers. It's kind of the same. So, but I wouldn't say gold diggers, but it's just the way that they get it.
Oh, I think we have we have a phone call. Hello.
Hey, Sasha.
Yes.
Привет.
Hey, hello. This is What Is Love Show. Is this Elena?
I'm Elena from Russia, from Mother Russia. So guys, just want to join your talk. And especially I'm calling because I really wish to say hello to John. John. Hello.
Привет.
Привет. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Hey guys, get a room.
I actually have a question like for three of us guys. I'm just curious, since you are so much into Eastern European women, I was just curious how much you can be committed in terms of cultural exchange and how much you are committed, for example, to learn some Russian language, for example, travel to Russia, get to know Russian parents, and I mean, it's nice to meet like Eastern European women. They're like nice, good looking, but still the question is how much you can be committed in terms of something more serious. Thank you.
Спасибо.
Спасибо.
Thanks a lot. That was a great question. Yeah, exactly.
Очень хороший вопрос.
Wow, that's cool! You don't even have an accent,
Kirk. Не понимаю.
Wow, that was the best answer to that question.
Не понимаю английский.
Okay, let's come right, back come to English.
No, yeah, so about cultural thing, I'm all into it. I mean, the truth is that my grandparents came from Eastern Europe. One of my grandparents came from former Soviet Union, the other one's from Poland. So I think there must be something in my blood that is just coming out right now, you know? So I'm totally open to that, more than totally.
But are you open because you want to impress your girl, or you are genuinely interested in, you know, like Slavic culture? Be honest.
Yeah,
please.
No, no, I think...
CNN.
No, no, I
this
think...
It's radio for Brooklyn.
Yeah, all right, it's not
dull.
Fake radio. I get it. No, I mean the thing
no
is that
fake news.
I'm a musician too, and I love all kind of like Eastern European music as well. So yeah, I think it's something that culturally I'm interested in. And as I mentioned, I have no shame. I have many Russian friends who are guys. I mean, I'm not dating. So I have a cultural affinity anyhow. Now about meeting your parents, you know, I haven't had the experience yet. So I guess that's, you know, that's part of the whole thing. But for sure, yeah, culturally, yeah.
So, who could have actually traveled to Russia or some Eastern Europe?
Well, actually, I have. I went to Moscow a very long time ago. Yeah, I guess I haven't had the chance since. Yeah, I should.
Okay, cool.
And yeah, I've been to Czechoslovakia a few times, yeah. Prague.
Come on, Prague is the most beautiful city exactly. in Europe. I would go there just for Prague. All right. Thanks. John, what about you?
I think,
Elena, thank you so much. Can you hang out the phone, please? Because the connection is bad.
Okay,
for
okay.
Us.
No problem.
Thank you so much for your question. I'll see you later at the barbecue. So, Elena's question reminded me that we actually haven't finished, John, with your. When you were dating Russian women, right, or Eastern European women, mm-hmm. was it an intention, or you said yes, it was a purpose. Purposefully, you were dating Russian women. So, what were you expecting to get from them?
I'm not sure we hear you.
Hello, hello.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, okay, so. Should I go back to Elena's question first?
Kinda, if you could, yeah, because I think I want to tie to questions and find out whether there is anything in Russian or Slavic culture
right.
that you are interested in, or right. when you are attracted to Russian women, you're just attracted to them as, you know, for their beauty, their intellect,
right. okay.
whatever it
so,
is. Yeah.
So my first experience was with a Czech woman, and I was pretty young in my early 20s. I didn't really have any experience or exposure to Eastern European women or whatever, or Central European, Czech Republic. I don't know if that's considered Central or Eastern. So that was also, she was also the first international woman I dated, and it really kind of opened my eyes, and it was just totally different than the American girl I dated before, in a lot of ways. So from there, that we dated for about a year and a half to 2 years, and in that time, I went over to the Czech Republic. I met her parents, her family, her brother. Went to Prague for New Year's and all that stuff.
Oh, wow,
and
that's serious.
Yeah, yeah. And then you know, we broke up for about 6 years. We got back together. For another year and a half, tried it again, and then, you know, yeah, a year and a half didn't work out. But in that second time, also went back to the Czech Republic, Prague, met her parents, saw her parents again for the third time because I had come to the U.S. anyway. So, yeah, I have no problem meeting parents. I mean, if it's the relationship is progressing in that direction, yeah, I mean, if we're talking first couple of dates, it might be a little soon. But
I just met my mom 2 weeks after we met each other.
So, oh, yeah? Well,
yeah,
good for you.
It was kind of a good look because...
Honey, talk.
It was kind of good luck that I met her because she just like was meeting some Ecuadorian
okay,
guy.
We're not discussing my mom's private life on the radio show. Thanks so much. I'm going to turn off your mic now.
So after, you know, after that, dating the Czech woman kind of opened my eyes, and I dated a couple different Russian women and the Polish
but,
one.
But, sir, but you wanted to see, met her parents because you really liked her, you were in serious
relationship. Oh, yeah.
But were you interested in, or are you still interested in the culture of Eastern Europe?
Sure, and, you know, when we were dating, I was learning some Czech a little bit too, and it's not necessarily an easy language coming from English. So, you know, I bought a book and was working with her and as much as I could, but... my Czech studying kind of dropped off after we broke up, but
so
but
probably
yeah.
you weren't that interested in learning Eastern European culture. I'm just teasing you.
You know, if I'm with someone that I want to, so, you know, be involved in, you know,
their life and their background and learn more about, you know, where they came from and what their life is like. And, you know, dating someone who grew up during communism and before the wall came down, you know, to hear their stories versus how I grew up is just a world apart, and I think it humbles them.
You mentioned that when you met this Czech woman, she was very different from any other women that you dated before her. What was so special about her? And this is a question to all of you, like what are I know Joe, you mentioned that Eastern European women are more consistent to you, which is really kind of breaking news for me. But what are some of the features that you haven't seen in any other women or girls?
So dating the Czech woman after American, she was kind of less ridiculous and more even in far as her. I guess she was smarter too. I mean, maybe that's what I'm trying to say. She
What is less ridiculous?
Less like all over the place and less like.
Don't you mean like a snowflake?
Yeah, just very more mature, more intelligent. I don't know. It was just a totally different vibe than dating an American girl. And I'm sure there's some great American girls out there, obviously. But from my experience, the Czech woman really like upped it, like upped my expectations or up, not expectation, up my understanding of what's possible to have in a partner. And I was, you know, coming from the American to go there, I was like, wow, this is amazing. Because before I was dealing with all this crap and all this whatever. And then moving to, you know, the Czech woman, I was like, wow, this is, you know, all this is actually possible. It was like, it was really great.
I hope no American women were listening to the show today.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of
sorry about y'all crap, you know.
Last week he was bashing the American men.
Yeah, that's true.
America just sucks in general. Oh, I hope it's not Donald Trump calling me and deport me to Belarus. Hello, this is What Is Love Show.
Sasha,
it's Jason. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the show. What's up? Tell us about your experience.
What would you not like to know about my experiences?
Well, whatever you'd like to share us with. We are discussing the Eastern European women, and John just brought up the idea that Eastern European women are more mature and consistent, less ridiculous, that they're not snowflakes, that not all of them are gold diggers. What else?
Alright, well, let me start from the beginning of my experience, okay?
Okay, I hope it doesn't go to the prehistoric world, but sure, go ahead.
No, I'm not that old, so I've dated several Eastern European women, and from Hungary, from Bosnia, from Poland, and of course from Russia, and you know, a couple other countries that have been a little, you know, I don't know if Czech Republic qualifies, Croatia.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's some similarities that Eastern European women have. You know, one of the similarities, I keep attracting them, and I don't know why. But it's just something that I easily gravitate towards. And I find that Eastern European women are very beautiful. Of course, that's well known. I find they're very intelligent. They're very intelligent. I can certainly have an interesting conversation. I know I'm not speaking with adults. I find Eastern European women are very emotionally passionate, and I mean that in a positive way, although some of the stereotypes seem
that they're
to
called,
cast that as a negative light. You know, when an Eastern European woman feels something, you can feel that they're feeling it, if that makes sense.
That totally makes sense to me, because I'm exactly what you're describing. If I feel something, you can see it on my face. But there's actually a stereotype that Russian women are cold and they, you know, just giving this sassy attitude towards you. So I'm glad that you are breaking the stereotype on the show. So this is not true.
Yeah.
We are all very passionate women. Not all, but
The cold thing is a front, you know, until you get to know someone and then they kind of warm up, you know.
Yeah, I totally agree. The whole cold thing is they will be cold if they're not sure. An American woman will be cold if she likes you. That's a problem.
That's deep.
I mean, it's all playing games. The woman, the Russian woman, the Eastern European woman that likes you, she's going to show it.
I'd say the rules for the game are different. I mean, yeah, American girls do have play games, and that's one of my dislikes. I'd say the rules for the game for Eastern Europeans are different. And, you know, there's a certain amount of kind of credibility that Eastern European women are looking for that is different than the kind of credibility that most Americanized women are looking for, if that makes sense.
Well, could you elaborate a little bit? What kind of credibility are you referring to? I hope not financial status, because then it's going to bring us back to the idea that Eastern European women are gold diggers.
Well, American women can be gold diggers. So,
right.
I mean, you know, I think it's, you know, I don't know, necessarily think that's cultural as much. And, you know, I could talk about that. My last Russian girlfriend actually took a long time, like an hour, to explain to me why the gold digger stereotype is not really accurate, but it's longer than I have time right now to go into.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe a future episode, I could succinct that down to like a 2-minute message. But I have to think about that. But I think, you know, a lot of women unfortunately believe the only way they can get financial hyperabundance is through marrying a man. And I think, you know, that is a limiting belief that many women have across many cultures. And in 2017, that no longer has to be the case. So I think people are kind of waking up to the self-reliance and, you know, the actualization of like, hey, I can, as much money as I want, I can make it for myself. I don't need a man. So I think
Jason,
that empowerment is great.
If you take out a woman on a date, right, do you pay for her?
Always, yes, absolutely.
So you kind of encourage that stereotype and belief in the society?
I don't think so. I think it's just being chivalrous. In any kind of partnership, the man and the woman usually figure out who's going to pay for what anyway. You know, just like opening a door, I don't think that's being chauvinist. You know, holding a door open for somebody or letting them walk in front of me or whatnot. I think, you know, walking on the closer to cars on the sidewalk, and paying for the meal when we go out to a restaurant together.
But you do it for every woman, not just for Eastern European woman.
That's how I am. Right, that's my choice.
Right. So is there anything else about Eastern European women that you haven't seen in women from other, you know, nations and countries? And it could be negative too. You know, we are not here to praise Eastern European women. I want you guys to be honest and share your even negative impressions. So feel free.
Yeah, there's one thing which we haven't talked about, actually neither now nor last week, I think, is my impression. And I think the reason why I've always felt that Eastern European women are attracted by me, and they say it very explicitly why, actually, is that it looks like they have a very low bar in terms of how they're getting treated. That's my impression, which is just the opposite of what I heard last week, where the girls you invited seem to really want to be treated like queens and all that. I felt that...
I want to be treated like a queen.
But then, you know, as I mentioned, for me, Eastern Europe goes from like the, you know, the Adriatic Sea to Kazakhstan.
Okay. So you're not referring to girls,
you know,
from Kazakhstan,
exactly.
Right? So who grew up in villages, and if you take them for a nice, just, you know, cheesecake, it will be more than enough.
No, well, I wasn't thinking... No, it's not about that. I'm speaking about girls who, say, live in New York, who have seen, like, I'm thinking of a girl from, you know, speaking Kosovo or Albania, which are really, you know, very traditional countries, and where you would have situations where the girl would tell me, wow, you haven't looked at your phone for the last half hour while we were dating, right? I mean, that looked like, you know, a massive thing, while a guy otherwise from her country would typically kind of barely pay attention to her, be very inconsiderate. And that is the impression I've always had from Russian men. I mean, I've never dated one, and, you know, I hope I'll never will. But my impression is that Russian men can be very inconsiderate, not super kind of sweet, they'll be very rough, and they're kind of a bit dominant, which seems to be what the girls last week were looking for. My impression is very different, that Russian or Eastern European girls, they actually like it when the girls are not, you know, are treating them in a proper way, and that's what helped me. So it seems like, you know, I mean, you may have found girls who are, have a lower bar than the ones you invited.
That's kind of one thing I wanted to say, that I found in Eastern Europeans, rather than, we know, Latin American girls, it's you actually value when a man acts like a gentleman. Like, you can see that you value, but then in Latin America, you'll be treated like, oh, this guy's a pussy, this guy's a mama's boy, if you are ever, you know, kind of a gentleman. That's it. You open the doors of the car, whether you're entering into a restaurant, they don't value that. Like, it's, you need to,
yeah,
just,
it's granted.
You just need
but
to be an
they
aid.
Don't like that, or they take
like
it for granted.
Oh.
No, they don't. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure, but they don't like it. It's like you're a pussy.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Latino, South American women, they're very traditional in this regard, and they like to be treated as, queens.
I don't know. My own experience.
Jason's back.
I'm here. My own experience, that's very person specific. So I dated one person who came from a rather aristocratic family, and she made it very clear that she was not going to tolerate any of this treat like dirt crap, right? And then others, like, kind of said, how come I never see you get angry, kind of thing. And the other hints, like, you know, act like a man kind of stereotype. So I think that's person specific.
So is it, and yeah, I absolutely agree with that, but is there anything that you've seen, and this question to you, Jason, and to you guys, is there anything that you've seen in Eastern European women, in all of them?
Yeah, the one thing, and after this, I'm going to have to run.
Thank you for
having me on, Sasha. The one thing that I found, and I guess is the negative that I would end with, in Eastern European women, I've experienced a bit of a lack of open-mindedness. How they've been trained culturally, socially, is what their expectations are, and there's that's more fixed than women from other cultures. So American women, I could be like, okay, you know, I had one Russian girl, she sent me an angry text message saying, how come you don't call me for a cab to pick me up at my house, take me to a French restaurant, make love to me all night? And so
that's
I didn't
hot.
Respond to her. I didn't respond to her. About 15 minutes, she called me. Jason, did you get my text message? I was like, yeah, I'm not going to respond to that. Like, you need to explain. I need to explain how things work. This is how the man does, and this is how the woman does. And I was like, yeah, well, in America, we do things a little different. And she
That's
never
a little
got
rush,
that.
Jason. You could be, you know, you could explain this a little bit softer, I think.
Oh, sorry.
Her.
Okay. So anyway, but she had expectations on what the dynamic was supposed to look like.
Well,
and
she
wasn't
she
open
saw that that
another...
would work for her, you know? You can blame her for that.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that ladies from other cultures are more open to, like, okay, what is a dynamic that can work between us? Mm-hmm. I find that Eastern European women have more fixed
they
impressions
have
on how
yeah.
things are supposed to work mm-hmm. and have less flexibility mm-hmm. to other possibilities.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks. I know you have to run. I'll talk to you later, but we're going to continue this thought that you just brought up. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
So I agree with maybe some of that, but also I find that if they're in the States living here, then they've kind of opened their mind to other cultures and other ways of life.
Yeah, I agree. Remember when the girl that went on my show, besides Elena from Ukraine, who was... exactly how the woman that Jason just described, you know, Alisa and Elena from Russia, and I have a specific question to you, John, about her. They were quite open-minded. They,
right.
Yeah, I was going
to... I mean, Andres, you know me. I mean, tell some truths about Sasha.
So now we get to talk about personal stuff?
Not personal, but I mean, I do agree that, you know, Eastern European women have their own very concrete vision of how they want, well, it's kind of
yeah.
true.
Now we're becoming personal.
Yeah, you're going to be saved by the bell. I'm going to, you know, change topics. No, not change topics, but answer specifically to that. What I think I really like, and, you know, I've been doing, like, probably many people around here after the elections. I've been trying to figure out where I stand politically and all that. And I think what I like with Eastern European women and the few Russians I met with whom I had very lengthy discussion about gender issues, you know, feminism, the role of, you know, genders and all that, is that I think what I like in many cases with Russians is that they will be conservative, as in they will value family, they will not be afraid of saying they value chivalry and all these things, but at the same time, they're open-minded, which is to contrast with, I think, many American women who say they're liberal, but in fact, they're very closed-minded in some sense. So I think it's the best of both worlds, because they're able to recognize the fact that if you completely destroy gender roles, it can be chaos. And I think that's what the US dating scene is suffering from.
But there is such a fine line between, you know, keeping gender roles and then keeping everybody happy.
Yeah, I know it's complicated, but transition has been pretty harsh so far. So I think the result is that many people are very frustrated about the dating scene in the US and the situation of marriage, divorce, and lack of people's willingness to commit and all that. So from that perspective, I think the Eastern European women are like more into a set of values that makes sense, that is consistent,
while at the same time not necessarily being closed-minded.
Nara, we have on my call. Mm-hmm. Hello, this is What Is Love show. You're on air.
Hey, what's up? Special sugar, it's Jelani.
Oh, hello, Jelani. How's your Sunday going? Oh my God. Why do you laugh every time you hear my voice? Come on, it's not that funny.
It is pretty funny. It's more that I know the person behind the voice. I know it's like, oh, this is Sasha. Cracks me up.
Okay. Don't forget, my date is on the show, so don't say anything embarrassing about me, okay?
I don't know. I can't make any promises. I will not
All
say
right.
anything.
So Jelani has dated, probably he's dated a woman from every country in the world. He is that, you know, kind of guy.
Exaggeration.
But you definitely dated some Eastern Europeans. Could you share some of your experience, maybe some of the common features you've noticed, both bad and good? Just whatever is your, or maybe some advice to the guests here today, because they still seem that they're very much into Eastern Europeans. Anything from expert Jelani would be useful.
Yeah, for sure. I'd say, though, I guess I'll say commonality features. One of the things I find in common, well, first of all, a lot of women in that part of the world are very beautiful. Particularly, I found beautiful Serbians and Romanians. That whole area, you know, it's pretty stacked. I think it's probably had to do with the fact that so many different cultures have come through that region. That, you know, just that actual mixture makes, you know, makes for great features and great women. What I would say is, as far as personality-wise and things that I've noticed, and obviously this is a generalization because every individual person is different. That's one thing I've found all around the world, be it from Eritrea to Australia, back to Sweden, back down to, you know, Croatia or wherever it may be, or Argentina. So there are differences, but I'd say a general common theme I found with European women is you don't really want to bullshit them, you know? Like, they're not, they're not gonna fall for any like cheesy or bullshit that you try to go to that. You know, you're not gonna try to like the flash enhance type of approach. That won't work. You have to be pretty sincere. They can just sniff it out like very easy. More so than I would say American women or even Western European women. It's like, you know, you kind of have to be pretty forthright with them, and also honest and forthright. I mean, being candid. You have to be pretty candid about your intentions and all that. Like, I've encountered this as far as, you know, usually when I'm in these areas, I'm traveling. I have dated some Eastern European Slavic women who live in the States or in Canada or whatever it may be. But when you're traveling like this, you know, you're generally, that's going to be a large burden, because just they're not necessarily looking for the wham bam thank you man, as people would like to say. And like, they'll know, you know, whereas you could be able to pull one over in someone of Western Europe or Australia or where else you're going to go, they're not going to really fall for that. So you have to be pretty honest with your intentions going forward if you really want any shot. And I think if you're candid and forthright, either you won't work out because that's not what they're looking for, but at least you'll have a better chance than if you try to, you know, you try to pull.
This is such a good insight, Jelani. This is actually, I think this is probably the biggest truth in today's show. And I'm talking from my perspective, but to me, this is probably one of the most important things in the person I meet, just his, you know, or her. I'm still kind of into men, right? But so he's, sorry, babe. So his intentions, no, Jelani, you're not babe. My boyfriend is here, so he's a babe. But
what's up, man?
No, but no,
I'm a babe too. But okay,
that was so true. That was so true, and you can't bullshit Eastern European women. And if you're just there, you know, to have fun, you have to be explicit about it, because some Eastern European women also want just to have fun. It's rare, but they exist. Like, even I think our common friend with Joe, we have a common friend from Russia. She's very, you know, much into just having fun, and she's quite obvious about it. So, no bullshit with us. No bullshit with Eastern
European. Well, she's far from being the only Eastern European woman I met who's like that. So, I think that
don't break the romantic idea of Eastern European women that only want to have a children, a family, and they get married from the second date. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Well, Jelani, how long did it take you to, you know, figure this out?
I'd say after maybe I've been to that region of the world pretty often over the last like 5 to 10 years. But I'd say maybe like the first time I was, you know, went to Serbia, I didn't really realize that I went to the clubs there. There's a bunch of clubs on the river there when you go to Belgrade.
Dope clubs, you know, sexy summer girls.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, we'll get a table. We got like Novak Djokovic's table that he gets at like Freestyler, which is like a big club there in the bar. They put all the clubs in the barges during the summer. And we're like, oh yeah, this will be working. This will be a way to pick up women. And it really wasn't as successful as when I went back later years. And after that, it was just kind of being candid, being like, yeah, I'm traveling through Europe right now. I'm having a good time. You know, like, you want to hang out? Let's hang out. I'll be around for the next couple of days and stuff like that. As opposed to being like, you know, just try to ball and flash out and be like, oh yeah, I don't know, maybe this could be something, you know.
Are you dating anyone at the moment, Jelani?
No, I'm single.
All right.
I mean, I'm going out on dates with women right now, but I'm not.
But are you interested in dating Eastern European girls? Like, for, because I know that you are kind of trying to find someone for a long term and probably settle down. Will an Eastern European woman be the one that you like to do that? Or you don't?
Yeah, potentially.
Okay.
Not potentially.
Potentially. Come on, dude. You're not getting any younger. Potentially.
I know. I'm not.
I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm kind of in between.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit of truth in it.
All right, Jelani, thank you so much for calling. That was a great thought. Yeah, it kind of made my day. Yeah, I feel better now about Eastern European women.
Nice. There you go. You should.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Enjoy your Sunday.
All right, you too.
Bye. Damn it, these callers. We only have 5 minutes left. I think some people are still trying to call in. I don't know. Oh my gosh. Okay, last call, I promise. Hey, this is What Is Love Show.
Hey, Sasha. This is Andrea.
Oh, Andrea. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. This is an interesting show to listen to as an American woman.
Whoa.
I think the show's about to end now. I got to run.
No. I think it's pretty clever that you have this topic. Nick, I want a radio show and have a topic of what do men love about Texan women. But
oh, so you're from Texas, right?
Oh, wow.
I'm from Texas, yeah.
So that's different. That's different than American women. That's a Texan woman.
Yeah, we're speaking about women.
Don't take it personally what was said about American women.
None of what we said were about Texan women.
And you have to specify you're from Austin. You told me that. Make Austin weird.
Yes, yeah. That's right. Well,
that's why.
Yeah, it's a good place to be from, but I'm glad I live in New York now. So one thing that strikes me is that all three of you guys sound very sort of down to earth and intelligent and humble, and I don't want to use the word normal, but just like
normal,
not,
guys. For New York, you can say word normal. I
not
think
assholes. You
thank
know?
You. Yeah.
So what I wonder is if the commonality of being attracted to Eastern European women has to do with the fact that they do like Sasha, we know, like they do tend to be very free spirited and sort of unencumbered and spontaneous and fiery and passionate, and it's almost a kind of a balance to the way you, I don't know you guys, but maybe the way you sound on the radio, it adds kind of a nice dynamic to the relationship.
So you say that they are normal and I'm not normal. Thanks, Andrea.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but no, we got your question. I think it's wow, it's actually a great question.
Yeah, no, it's a very, very good question. I'm very flattered to be called not an asshole.
I have this
first. You made my day. It's a shame Texas so far. Although, no, you said you live in New York. Yeah, I think, I mean, I actually arrived only, you know, not so long ago in New York. That's why I'm not yet an asshole. So that's one thing. But I think, you know, what you're referring to has to do, I think, with the fact that Russian women don't like shallowness. They're not impressed by shallowness. And I think being an asshole is usually related to being shallow. It means you're not going in depth, not trying to get to know the person. And you have very shallow values, you have shallow interests and all that. And it all goes together. It's very rare to have somebody who's like a specialist in, like, I don't know, painting and music and has a PhD in astrophysics and is going to be an asshole. I mean, go find him.
Yeah.
So I think the two go together. The Eastern European women have more, place more value on culture, on intelligence. And yeah, that's probably what drives it.
John, you have anything to add?
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, what's wrong with American women? Go ahead and say it again.
Oh, boy.
you're American. You're allowed to say it.
Well, my experience has been, I mean, there's exceptions to every rule, of course. And, you know, I've had
present company excluded.
I've had a couple of great relationships with American women, but it seems to be the ratio of good to bad seems to be higher with Eastern European women.
Oh gosh,
women, so.
Please don't use the word bad in relation.
Okay,
to
not
girls.
Bad.
Like,
not
on.
Okay, not bad. It more like
it suits you versus doesn't.
Yeah, more my speed, my vibe, my whatever.
So question to you, John, because this is the Radio for Brooklyn, and this is What Is Love Show, and Truth to Be Told here. What's happened with Elena?
What about Elena?
Why don't you return her message?
What are you talking about?
Well, why don't you, like, test her back?
I did.
Where you disappeared for a few days. I know all the truth.
What are you talking about? No, we're trying to... So, okay, so for people who don't know, yeah, I called in last time, and I've been talking to Elena, and we're trying to meet up, and, you know, either I'm working or she's working, or so we haven't met up yet. So she says another couple weeks and she'll be more available. Another couple weeks I'll be more available. So
okay, so it's still on the plate.
We haven't even met yet. No,
yeah, exactly.
Haven't met yet.
That's what I thought. You haven't even met yet and you're already flaking. What the fuck?
I'm not flaking.
Okay, good. So yeah. Elena and everybody else is a witness, so John is gonna text you or whatever when you are free. So stop working so hard and find some time to date a awesome American Jews. All clear now? Andres?
Well, I think you'll do fine with the Eastern European women. I'm not sure about Joe because he's been like quite in some awkward positions with both Eastern Europeans and Americans. So good luck.
Thanks.
Thanks. We have about 1 minute. Andres, thank you so much for your call. Do you have anything else to add?
Nope, this is awesome.
Thanks
nice
so much. Yeah,
guys.
Enjoy your Sunday. Thank
Me
you.
Too.
All right. Okay. Damn, I still have shit. All right. Real, real quick because we have literally 1 minute, even less, because I'm still talking. Is it true that American women? Oh, sorry, American. Eastern European women don't leave the house without makeup, and they use ton of makeup, and they wear awesome clothes and heels, and they just spend enormous amount of, you know, time on their looks.
I'd say that's mostly true, but it depends maybe how long they've been in the States for.
Yeah. I
so the longer you stay in the States, the less time you spend.
That's been my observation.
Yeah, it's not my experience, and that's not really what I'm or why I'm attracted to them. So, but it's a nice plus in some cases. Yeah.
Yeah, I do agree. I went yesterday to Coney Island. There were a lot of Russian women all dressed up. All that they looked so tight.
Brighton Beach, yeah.
Brighton Beach, yes. Yeah.
All right. So, thanks so much. This was What Is Love on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please stay with us. The next show is Empty Orchestra, which allows you to call on the show and sing a song. This was Sasha Sugar. I'll see y'all in a few weeks. Enjoy your Sunday.